graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
All right, Naya. I'm really happy the truth came out. But that's okay. Because I am going to take your title and your arm.
I am the arm. And I so push this.
There's no limits in the simplex, it's in Deal City. Now we're always looking bombs like it's Swords Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 163 of Suplex City Limits for May 26, 2018. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's as Canadian as a moose riding a Zamboni. My co-host.
I'm Ty Loney. No, I'm Dollar Fudge. I just figured it rhymed. That's all I could think of. Yeah, a moose riding a Zamboni, Ty Loney.
I didn't think of that. Son of a bitch. How goes it, man?
Oh, it goes. It goes. Well, this is where we pretend that we haven't been talking for the last hour, and we pretend we don't know what's going on in life, Jim. How's it going?
It's good, man. Breaking the fourth wall. Hi, Colt Cabana. Suplex City Limits. Available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees or donating to our Patreon. As little as a dollar a month will get you on the Brooklyn Brawler tier.
Who wants to be a Brooklyn Brawler, really?
Well, yeah, it's better than nothing, right?
I mean, Brooklyn Brawler wanted to be Brooklyn Brawler, obviously. Steve Lombardi did.
So from there, or you can donate a little bit more, become a producer of the show, help bring this fine podcast to the masses, and get yourself a shout out, like our friends at the Mizcast, our friend Casey, B-Rad, Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, Maniac Michael Thomas, the Rice-A-Roni Jabroni Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, our friends Wrestling Soup, much love Miss Joey and Draper, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz this week. On the Pod Smokiness Wrestling Pod on the internet, the podcast of the immorals, we've got shit, lots of it.
yeah. Remember that time when I was knee deep in shit in my belly? Well, yeah. This show is much like that today.
There it is. We've got Jared's hot takes returning. We've got Bitchin' with Burbs. We've got a new segment from the legendary Keith Apicary. It's a big thing to me. Raw. We've got your voicemails. We've got Mark Tank. We've got a big recap of the first 4 days of the Super Juniors. Holy shit.
It's Jim, ready, set, go. This week in the news, Fight finds a pissy pot of gold and more. Over to you, Jim.
I am Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Let's get into it. What the fuck were you talking about?
Fight finds a pissy pot of gold. Global Force and Fight have teamed up to bring Global Force to the masses. Fight have bought into that shitty Ponzi scheme of Global Force Gold.
As far as I can tell, Fight will put any shitty wrestling on it. There's good wrestling on there. Don't take it that way. But they'll also put any shitty wrestling on there, too.
Send them a link and enough money. They'll probably put it on there.
No, they'll give you shit for putting your shitty wrestling on there.
What?
Yeah, if you put your shitty wrestling on there, you'll get credits toward ordering pay-per-views from other shitty wrestling companies.
So what? Basically what they're doing is being like, hey, you marks with a fucking fed. Join up, give us content, and we'll give you free pay-per-views.
Well, not all of them. I mean, because there's a lot of really great wrestling. I could name like 10 great wrestling shows on there.
Of course.
all of them behind our friends at Fully Loaded Wrestling. Check out Fully Loaded TV on the Fight app. What does he have? What footage is this? What is Global Force Wrestling now?
I don't know. I have no idea, but they have made a deal, and what I've read, it seems as if it's going to be new.
Oh, fuck. I mean, at some point, you know, it's like you always want more wrestling, you know, and play, but like, at what point does it get fucking comical right now?
Well, like, I don't want more Jeff Jarrett wrestling. You know what I mean? I don't. Yeah, right. I went through, 12 years of TNA, or however long it was, and it was horrible aside from like a year.
Yeah, dude, pretty silly. In other news, John Morrison confirmed for Survivor season 37, if that's your thing.
How will he maintain that body on an island with no food?
I think it's been found that show's bullshit, right? I mean, I don't think it's like you legitimately sit out there and starve.
Maybe. I don't know.
Reality
TV is not real? Is that what you're saying, Chip?
I don't know. Season 37 of this show.
Yeah, they do like two seasons a year.
Yeah, it's David versus Goliath. And he's on, obviously, Team Goliath.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. In the trailer, he says, quote, I'm as fast as a Corvette and as big as a Hummer.
What?
Yeah. Millions of wrestling fans know me as Johnny Mundo, the mayor of Slamtown. I've been a champion of every organization that I've worked for. I'm something extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, that dude, that Corvette and Hummer thing.
That's ridiculous.
It's really regrettable. The rest of it, though. Yeah. He's the worst at promos ever. He's so Lucha Underground, like, surrounded him with people and turned it into something, but I'm a big fan of that guy. He's awesome. So.
Me too. I'm a big fan of his in-ring work. He's a great fucking shitty heel. You know what I mean? You love to hate him because there's no way you look at him you like him. The guy's got 16 abs. He can move in ways that you never thought was imaginable. Right? So he's a born to be heel.
Has standing 69s with Taya Valkyrie. So
probably, yeah. She's getting thicker though.
She is a lot thicker, yeah. I don't know what that's about.
I don't either. As much as the Dana Brooke complex, she's the same thing. It's like, man, like you've really filled out.
As a fan of the thickness, though, I say, good on you, Taya Valkyrie. Taya Valkyrie's newfound thickness is Jim Vicious approved.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Yuck Nasty. So despite the whole angle of breaking up, Total Bellas has the worst rating it's ever had.
Yes, yes. So bad that John Cena and Nikki Bella are back together.
What a pile of shit. I actually watched the episode.
Did you?
Of course I did.
Oh, I feel bad for you, man.
Wrestling reporter. I feel like I've got to watch this.
I feel bad. I've been all caught up in this New Japan Super Juniors. I ain't got time for this.
I'm sorry, I've been watching fucking like practically 5-star matches like 3 or 4 a night. Yeah.
Yeah. New Japan.
Yeah. It's fucking they showed their new house that they bought that she promptly moved out of, I take it. So and Brian and Bree complained about having to take their shoes off and not being able to bring their dog, you know, which like I live in a fucking dump and I don't want you wearing your shoes in my house and don't fucking bring any animal in my place, please. Thank you. Don't just show up with a dog. Like that's a fucking asshole move. Unless it's like other people who are cool with that. If I had a dog, great. But anyway, it was fucking
the way I look at it is Nikki. You can assume that Bree probably told Nikki is like, hey, you know, like I'm going to bring my dog. And Nikki was just like, I'm not saying nothing. And then that's probably why they broke up.
Well, they didn't bring it because they knew ahead of time from last time he set down the rules.
I suppose this is a second season or third season. What is this?
Oh, God, I don't even know, dude.
Nobody knows at this point in time. It's going to be one of those mysteries of wrestling.
You cheese named bitch. Don't bring your dog to my house.
You cheese named bitch. Don't bring your vegan dog into my meaty house.
Yeah. Is the dog a vegan too? Fuck, he probably is.
Probably. The dog is probably just hating life. It's like, I'm meant to eat meat. Look at my teeth.
XFL fans, you don't have to wait much longer to get your online merch. They have a merch store open.
Yeah, no, because that's the only way that they know they'll make money from here until they open by selling a few shirts. But once it opens, it's done.
Yeah.
No more merch.
You get yourself a phone case for $20, a drawstring bag for $23. That's some interesting pricing. They have various t-shirts, and they have the big ticket item, a zip-up hoodie for $50. Will those become, you know, will those be worth more or less in the future? Probably way less.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Maybe in about 15 years, the XFL hoodie will probably sell for like $200. Because you look at the, you ever seen that website Savage Stash? We're not getting paid by them, but like you look at, this is not an ad, but like you look on that, there's pretty sweet fucking shirts on there. It's just like really fucking expensive because
they have like retro shirts.
Yeah.
And for like $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck all that shit.
I'm too fat to buy retro shirts, man. They don't have that there.
Oh yeah, but like in general, that's just fucking, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. What else you got this week, man?
Impact have issued a open challenge to any UK wrestling promotion to face them in an interpromotional series at Wrestling MediaCon 2018.
Dude, does everybody see this exactly the same way that I do? Or
yeah. This is,
see, this is like, please help us have like something in the UK.
Well, it's a lot of it, in my opinion, is you got the WWE is focusing on the UK now. Impact, their main like viewership is UK. And so
I think it was.
They just need to go over to survive. And it's just like, okay, we got to cement our spot here in the UK now before the WWE takes over everything. Because if we go over after the WWE comes over, we're fucked.
Yeah, on one hand, I enjoy it. I like the idea of like companies working together is cool. Like when they did the Versus Lucha Underground, I actually really enjoyed that show.
Yep. If it wasn't in amongst everything WrestleCon weekend, I think it would have gotten more eyes on it.
It would have been even cooler if fucking half the Lucha Underground guys weren't on Impact's show, but...
Yeah,
but really, that's all it is. They want to get, they want to get there, but they haven't really no way to do it other than like to piggyback on some UK promotion who is already setting up a show and then send a couple of their guys over and try to co-brand. It's a good idea for them.
Yeah. And you know, at this point in time, this is obviously the television is getting a lot better, right? From what it used to be. It's watchable now. Right, I've watched the one episode and it was decent. You know, I'm not going to. It's WWE Lite still, but you know, it's more of the
same. Is it better or worse than fucking Raw or SmackDown?
I haven't watched enough of it lately to give an honest answer. But with going into it and not being used to seeing the same guys every single week, it makes it at least more palatable and refreshing instead of me seeing Dolph Ziggler come out again for the 82nd week in a row. You know what I mean?
Is there an angle in WWE currently that's better than the Sammy Callahan Eddie Edwards thing? I would say
no, there isn't. There's,
I mean, they've got a better angle going on.
If you want to go to NXT, you can say Ciampa and Gargano, but other than that, you know, because I don't think there's a better story in wrestling this year so far than Ciampa and Gargano.
Right. Oh, I would agree, but are there 205 live guys that you look for more forward to seeing than Drago or, you know,
definitely not. You know what I mean? The cruiserweight, or, you know, not the cruiserweight division, but the X division is at least treated better. And there's more, the matches that we want to see is more of an indie style. So you get to see those high flying, those fast matches instead of the WWE. Hey, you sit down. I'm going to give you a rest hold, and then we'll do a Spanish fly off the top row, okay?
Well, you probably have like some fucker, like, you know, 50-year-old guy trying to tell them what to do in their match.
Yeah, Arn Anderson trying to tell the cruiserweights what to do, or you know, like, there's no knock. I fucking love Dean Malenko, but Dean Malenko should not be agenting a cruiserweight match in 2018. You know what I mean?
With you, man.
His heyday came in 1998. Doing submission matches with high flyers. That's not what you want to see every cruiserweight match. It's good for one every 12.
Yeah. It's fair. But I love Dean Malenko, but at the same token, it's like, how are you going to try to show people how to get matches, do matches that get over when, like, he really did, never did anything in the business?
Yeah.
He's a Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer. And of course, as, you know, work rate nerds, we all fucking love Dean Malenko. But at the end of the day, you know, Joe Blow doesn't know Dean Malenko.
No, no, no. Exactly. And same thing with, you know, Arn Anderson. You should, I think the agents should be completely overhauled instead of, you know, because I listened as well to Why It Ended with Simon Gotch.
All right.
And he was talking about how most of the agents are marks for themselves, and how like if somebody was like, oh, I seen that spine buster you did, right? And it's like, I got it from you, right? It's just like, oh my Jesus Christ. And then so like then Arn Anderson loves that guy and he'll fucking go for it, right?
Yeah. Who is agenting those matches? Like a Brian Kendrick should be somebody who could be agenting some of those matches on 205 Live.
I agree. Brian, you guess so many people, even maybe like I would give the Hurricane, for Christ's sakes, a chance before I give Arn Anderson or somebody to do 205 Live.
Billy Kidman?
Not even, no, I wouldn't give it to Billy Kidman either. Because did Billy Kidman do once he got to the WWF? He got fat and couldn't do a shooting star. Damn near killed himself three times.
Didn't he give Hulk Hogan a shooting star?
Yeah.
That was probably the highlight of his career.
Yeah, exactly.
So, oh, and fucking, he's what hot rod did he used to fuck?
Tori Wilson.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good life in itself, right? If you got to do a shooting star press on the Hulk Hogan, you got to bang her. Call it a win, dude.
Yeah, but he got fucking no-sold by Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan went on the radio like a week later and just fucking bashed him.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, this was probably one of my favorite news stories of the week. Ryback? First, that's funny in itself, has listed the Feed Me More Townhouse of Positivity on Airbnb. No fucking joking, dude.
Wait, no, do you have that? Like a link to this? I need to see this.
It doesn't show pictures.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. Oh, well, actually,
who the fuck wants to...
Well, let me tell you about it, right? Located in North Las Vegas. Features include positive images and quotes throughout the home, dirty steroid needles in the bathroom,
lots of chicken breasts.
The best ones say great things are done by a series of small things brought together above the toilet. Is that, I mean, he thinks he's being funny with this?
Jim, I'm sorry to bring this up here. But if we do go to the ROH show in Las Vegas, this hosts four guests.
Yeah, it's a two-bedroom home. It's $139 per night. So where the fuck does he go sleep if you give him $139?
He doesn't. No. He's just not home. You just can't book it.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, where does he go? It's like you just, like, go crash on fucking, what's the guy, Pat, whatever the fuck. You go sleep on his couch.
No, he's probably traveling. He only rents it out probably when he's overseas or across the country.
Doing, you know what? I mean?
Wrestling.
Where is he? Is he wrestling still?
I'm pretty sure he is. Let's see. Let's see if Ryback is still wrestling.
I mean, I feel like we would have heard more about him doing something. Like, I've heard nothing about Ryback at all. Because he was asking, like, insane prices, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, the only real smart one to come out of WWE and do that was Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Either way, it doesn't matter like how much he works.
He tweeted 11 minutes ago, for all pro wrestling bookings and appearances, contact bookthebigguy at yahoo.com.
Yeah, he doesn't have any dates he's advertising, does he?
No. Yeah. No, he's shilling fucking, he's got the, wow.
He's got a really dumb fucking book that's written in crayon.
He sells the big guy, the number one natural testosterone booster.
Oh yeah.
He's got this whole line of fucking like powders.
Yeah. I don't doubt that he does.
He's got one powder called Finish It.
No way.
I'm retweeting this right now if you guys want to see it. Okay.
Oh my god. Check that out at the Federation. Enough of fucking Ryback, silly bitch. The CM Punk and Colt Cabana trial has been delayed. Settlement is being discussed on this.
Yeah, so what kind of settlement? You know what I mean? What's CM Punk going to pay to WWE?
Well, they're gonna he's just paying that doctor. So what a bitch that would be to have to pay that cocksucker.
Oh, man.
Just because he's got the bankroll of WWE behind him.
It's much like how Hollywood Hulk Hogan took out Gawker, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For showing the worst fucking celebrity sex tape of all time.
Yeah, watching a decent blonde MILF try to ride an old uncomfortable lump of wood.
Yeah. Similar to the end of his WCW run, he's really only doing the bare necessities in his porno. You know? There's no flashy shit, man. It's big boot, leg drop, 1, 2, 3, brother. That's it. Followed by a racial tirade.
Yeah. If you don't bring your ethnic boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, big cast removed from upcoming shit. They actually seem to be fooling everybody on whether or not he's actually hurt.
He's apparently worked like 5 straight nights where he takes the injury angle.
Well, that was like last week, though, right?
Well, yeah, but obviously he's not injured because he's playing it up. I don't think he's injured, in my opinion. I think it's just more of a punishment.
There are people saying they saw him on crutches backstage, man.
Yeah, that was also on TV. He was on crutches backstage. What if that person just seen that and didn't see the camera?
I guess I didn't catch that. You watched way closer than I did.
No, man, I was fast forward and I saw a freeze frame of it.
I'm just trying to only reason I care about this is I'm trying to figure out, is he injured so that I can say I fucking told us so when I said the second he came back that this guy wouldn't make it through the rest of the year without fucking injuring his lower extremities. I said it, and like 2 days later, like, oh, is he hurt? I'm like, oh,
maybe. Yeah, no, as soon as I seen it, I retweeted it. I was like, not only does he look like Kevin Nash.
Yeah. His knee reliability is about the same.
Yeah. there is a dog barking around me. Can you hear it?
No, sir.
Good.
Got to get those gravy sponges, man. Tell you. Do you hear a dog barking on my end anymore? No, you don't. Jesus. Calm down. I haven't killed anyone's dogs.
Yeah,
I think it's time to check in on the weather with our weatherman, Stu Hart.
Well, this is Stu Hart here from Cloud 69, Channel 69 here in heaven, and it's hotter here than Davy Boy and Anvil doing the sugar. I can't remember the name of my finishing move, but doing the sugar hold, you know, and then I come in and I give them the lightning bolts in between, and boom. Going to town, guys, and Jim, the weather is horrible. You're a hooter, yeah. And I'd like to touch those legs and stretch you out in the future. So keep going.
Keep in touch. We can probably make that happen.
Maybe I'll come by sometime and I'll give you a proper weather report. Eh?
All right, sounds good, Stu. There you go, Stu Hart with the weather. Do you have any other news stories?
I got no news. No, yeah. No, I'm tapped out for news. Oh, HBK has been sent over for the UK tournament.
Oh, to do what?
I don't know. They're keeping us. They haven't announced what he's doing. But
he's been
there
sent
has,
over to the UK tournament to look in two directions at once.
Oh man, him and Robert Gibson need to have a match. And like,
you know, it actually would be a lot like that Jake the Snake match where they have the fucking hoods on their head, where they're just like wandering around. You can't get nobody can get lined up. They're just missing with everything.
Oh fuck, that would be absolutely tremendous. I'd say
this is wrestling. Yeah,
but yeah, HBK is over there, and Regal has been nowhere to be seen lately. So I've heard speculation that. HBK could be going over there for some kind of like they replace Regal over there, maybe.
That could be interesting over there. Like, what? Oh, on the tournament.
Yeah, on the tournament show. Yeah.
what the hell's going on. Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen Regal anywhere, like in this last taping or anything.
Huh? Yeah, like there was at one point in time where Ricochet and Dream were outside of his office, and they go to open the door, and one closes it on him, right? You never see him, but you see people coming out of his office.
Hmm. Well, there it is. That is going to do it for this week's news. From here, let's get into the Suplex City Limits top three.
Suplex City Limits
top three!
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. There's a lot to choose from. Let me shake through it, man.
Well, we decided to kibosh the WWE. There's nothing from WWE that's even going to come close to anything that was in the New Japan's Best of the Super Juniors Nights 1 through 4. So we decided, well, actually, it's only 2 through 4 because the first night was even on it already. So the first match we'll talk about, or we're not even going to, Dragon Lee versus Show.
Yeah. We're going to do here, these are all going to be from the Super Juniors. We're going to, later on in the show, we'll do a full recap of days 2 through 4. So we'll get into this shit more there for the New Japan people, but we'll just go list them all here.
Yeah. So it's Dragon Lee and Show. That, I believe, is from night two. Then there's Takahashi taking on El Desperado, which is from night four. Yep. And then Skrull and Kushida, which is also from night four.
Yeah. All just badass matches, dude. Oh. New Japan has been killing it this year. It seems to me to be an above average Best of Super Junior so far. Is that a proper thought or what?
Last year's was considered to be the best one ever. Mm. This one has much the same roster, and this has been great. I've enjoyed it immensely.
It's been killing it, man. Yeah. Like most of the shows, not three was kind of a more quiet show, but
yeah,
two and four. I mean, just the matches from four there, Skrull, Kushida, and then Takahashi, Desperado, like back to back to headline the show.
Yeah.
And both were just fantastic.
They were fantastic in completely different ways. You know what I mean? You had Skrull and Kushida we'll get into it more in the end of the show.
Yeah. While we all sleep, people are putting on the best chat wrestling matches of all time over in Japan.
Yep.
Fucking crazy.
Yep. No, it's madness.
From there, let's move on. See what Jared has been up to. We haven't heard from any hot takes in a while, so.
We haven't.
Check in for Jared's hot takes.
Jared's hot takes.
Becky, hold my calls. Yeah, I'm doing Jared's hot takes this week. Yeah, I know I'm busy. Just hold my fucking calls for a bit, huh? Please? Do your job. Hold my calls. Tell Vince I'll call him back. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I want to. Okay, I know I've been kind of late with these. I ain't been doing them as much. I'm a busy guy. I'm doing things. You know, I got this, that, and other things going on. Trust me when I say I'm a busy guy. So you are set with this treat this week, Jared's hot takes. Jared's hot takes brought to you this week by Grand Theft Lego. That's right. Everything you love about Grand Theft Auto and everything you love about those Lego games brought together. Beat a Lego prostitute to death for her $50. Get into a car, run over a bunch of Legos. It's Grand Theft Lego, available this August. E for everybody. A does, everybody doesn't begin with A. I'm flustered because this week's Jared's hot takes. Jared's hot take number one is this. I'm happy that Jinder Mahal and Roman Reigns have a feud. Jared, you out of your mind? Are you crazy? Are you fucking stupid? Yeah. Yeah, I'm stupid. I'm stupidly excited that I don't have to give a shit about whatever Roman Reigns is up to this month. If we're going into a pay-per-view where he's not going to be in the main event, he's not going for the title, and we don't have to give a shit. We literally could just fast forward through all of it. Like most of us do anyways, but if he's in the title picture, you at least have to pretend to care. Now you don't have to pretend to care. I go on my Hulu version of Raw, and I skip that motherfucker. I don't care. I'm done with that shit. Guess what? Don't have to care. That's a good thing. Good job, WWE. Hot take number two. Hot take me out to the ball game. Take me out to Bobby Lashley's Three Sisters segment was the most atrocious thing, the craziest, stupidest thing. But here's my take on it. They did that on purpose. They did that shit on purpose. Because guess what? It was the most talked about thing in wrestling this week. There were great matches. There were great matches. Nobody's fucking talking about those matches. They're talking about that terrible Sami Zayn, Bobby Lashley sister segment. And what's the old saying? There's no such thing as bad publicity. There's just publicity. You're talking about it. It was one of the highest rated segments on the show in a while. People tuned in to see how bad it would be. It worked. It worked. People tuned in. People talked about it. Plus, they were the billion fucking dollars for SmackDown from Fox. So what do they care? What the hell do they care? They got nothing to care about. That's a hot take right there. They got nothing to care about. Fuck that. They don't have to care. Hot take number three. Again, this week brought to you by Grand Theft Lego. Run over your favorite Lego characters.
You kill the
and have no consequences. Shoot the Lego police. Lego blue lives don't matter. All right, here Lego we go. Hot take number three, the final take of the week. The best of the Super Juniors, New Japan Pro Wrestling. If you ain't watching, you ain't a real wrestling fan, so fuck you. If you listening to me talk about this and you on the Suplex City Limits podcast listening and you ain't watching this, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Why are you even here? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Jesus. I don't care if it costs $8 to watch New Japan. Get yourself that New Japan Network. I don't care if you have to scrape $10 by panhandling. You get yourself that $10 or $8, however much it is, and you buy that fucking shit. Watch that rather than the WWE Network. Fucking A. You ain't watching that and you listen to Suplex City Limits. I speak for Jim and Tyler here. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Take your bag. Go home. You see him punk that shit. All right. Again, thanks to the sponsor this week, Grand Theft Lego. Thank you, Jim, Tyler, everybody there. Burbs, I'm calling you out again. I called you out on pay-per-view take two. I'm calling you out, motherfucker. We going to fight. We going to fight. I don't know why yet, but we going to fight. Just like I got rid of Jim or Paul Johnson early on in the history of Suplex City Limits. Just like I got rid of Rando Commando. I'm going to get rid of that motherfucker, too. Fuck all that. Have a great goddamn week. Love you.
Oh, shit. Jared's hot takes. You can follow Jared on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. You can also hear him with me on the pay-per-view Take Two podcast on the SCL Network. We've got a new episode up recently. Check that shit out. December to Dismember 2006. It was awful. And so, yeah, check that out.
I also wanted to say that the views and opinions of Jared do not... doesn't necessarily reflect the views on SCL, even though he does make fine good points.
So the views and opinions expressed by Jared do not reflect those of Suplex City Limits, its partners, or advertisers.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, Jim. We might as well hit on the points.
Well, we got to talk about this fucking... We didn't do it in the news. I was kind of like, well, we'll wait until we get into the WWE-ish territory of the show to talk about this Fox deal. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the business side of it, but you thought they didn't have to try before? They don't have to try
ever again
at all now. Ever again.
There's no point in balking and scrawling about the WWE getting better. There's no reason for them to get better because if they keep on doing what they're doing, television has a hard on for live content, live sports right now. Once you seen what UFC was going to get, you had to think that WWE was going to get something similar. And in fact, they beat them.
And it's just, they don't have to do anything. They literally only have to fill the time of the television. They don't have to get anybody over. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to do house shows. No, they don't have to do house shows. They don't have to sell pay-per-views. They really have no reason to even get stars. What's the reason to bring back somebody who's like a high ticket fucking guy?
Yeah.
Why would you? Because you don't have to do anything else.
You don't even need to fire them. You know what I mean? You've got enough money that you can just be like, I'm going to hoard you now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you could hoard a ton of guys. Mm-hmm. This is a bad deal for wrestling. I'm going to go ahead and say.
I agree.
And what it also does is it expands like, well, it's on Fox, you know, and this is one of the four channels. You don't actually have to have cable. And a lot of people don't have cable anymore. It's going to further poison mainstream society's views of pro wrestling because people are going to happen across it on Fox. They're going to see how fucking ridiculous it is. And that'll be it. And they'll be like, oh, that's pro wrestling.
Yeah, pro wrestling. Because unfortunately,
that's what it is. I don't like to talk about, like, to be like an out wrestling fan. I am, you know, but because people think it's WWE. It's like, no, dude.
Yeah, there's more to it. There's more to it. And it's a shame that the most readily available is the Jersey Shore of wrestling.
Yeah, exactly that, right?
It's a shame.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, I don't know what to even. I think it's bad for wrestling. I think it is.
But yet, there's no better time than now for New Japan to go into the U.S. market and try to compete, because people can see WWE and see how phony it. You know what I mean? It's not funny. Wrestling's phony in itself, but like just how fake it looks and just how overproduced it is. And then they can look at New Japan, and New Japan has more of a UFC fight feel because the stadiums are not lit as well. The characters are more of a rugged character. You can imagine it being a real person. You know what I mean? Suzuki is the one scary person in wrestling. Nobody else scares anybody like Suzuki does.
Yeah.
You got real life characters.
So true. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, man. It's, you know, because if they're not doing anything that's going to get a boom or anything. It's not like there's something that's like, what would you happen across on this show and be like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, I'm going to keep watching this show.
Lashley and his sisters? Fuck yeah. No. Yeah. Man, that was garbage.
I don't discredit that, dude. Like, bad on purpose. A lot of people believe that. You could be fucking totally right.
Yeah.
Imagine that saying, no
publicity. You know, like, there's that saying that any publicity is good publicity.
You know what I mean? You're on your television show. You're doing things that are intentionally awful to get people to complain about it and make, that's fucking mind blowing, dude. The idea that you would do something like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, I agree.
What the fuck?
I agree. Like, I wouldn't go out there and do something that bad. And honestly, I'm not in the boat where I think they tried to do it. I just think Vince is that out of touch, and Vince just finds that shit funny.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Because I don't think they're going to like intentionally do something that, I don't know, maybe, but it's just so fucking off base right now. And it's really, really bad.
Like, there's a lot that needs to change in WWE before it gets better. There's just one problem. It's not going to happen. And that's because
thought that they were doing whatever the fuck they wanted for the last 3 years, trying to force a guy as the top face that every single person hates. Well, not every single, but you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then just forget about it. Now they could literally do anything they want. And they've already done Jinder Mahal jobber to champion in a week. I mean, what's more preposterous for them to do? You're going to find out on Fox on Fridays.
Homer Simpson is going to be guest hosting shows.
Oh my God.
But, and another thing too is guys like Kevin Owens, this could really hurt as well, like big merch movers that aren't necessarily focused on television every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, if you move a TV rating, yeah, you should get a good spot. But like the merchandise is only minuscule compared to what this is.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. It takes place next year, but I don't know. There's so many other options right now. And as wrestling fans, you have the power, man. We have the power. All you have to do is watch Lucha Underground, support Lucha Underground, buy a fucking shirt with their logo on it. I don't know. Get New Japan World, start watching Impact or MLW or fucking any of the other million wrestling companies right now.
Yeah. And I mean, when you say that you have the power, there's no better power than just not watching. You know what I mean?
I am the power. We have to watch, and we'll tell you about it. You know, you don't have
but
to
guess
watch.
Guess what? Guess what? I watch, but it's not counted. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to watch it. Right? So I don't even tweet about it. Right? So yeah. I don't have nothing to do with it at all. So, like, yeah. I'm trying to live by my own example and be like, just, you know, if you just don't give them the access to count it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I feel like we have to watch it.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, at least we're trying to, you know, use this platform since day one to get over things like Lucha Underground and shit like that. So I don't know. We're doing it. But let's move on and take a dip in the icy cool waters of Mark Tank.
Mark is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. Mark is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. And Mark is each and every one of you sorry, son of a fucking bitch.
Mark Tank is every one of these sorry sons of bitches. Time for Mark Tank, where we read off the social media comments from Marks. And we all have a hearty laugh. It's been a while since we've had a Mark Tank.
It has. So it's we should say that Cody Rhodes has given us a definition of what Mark is.
Oh yeah,
a fan that pays money.
Did he say that?
On Twitter, yeah. I'm literally just reading it as we speak.
That's nonsense. Still getting into it. I read these as they are typed. So, Hashim Getty says, KO is small boy for Ruman. He's the big dogs.
Wait, kale, like the food?
No, KO, Kevin. KO? Yeah.
Where was he? Wasn't it Finn Balor having the match with Braun Strowman?
I don't know. KO is small boy for Ruman. He's the big dogs.
Oh, I thought, fuck, for Ruman. Bobby Ruman.
He's talking about Roman.
I know. I'm just fucking stoned, man.
Bobby Ruman. Mohit Anjana says, I love you, Roman. If people do wrong comment on you, so God take on them. We all see that you do hard work. That's why I choose you in my favorite wrestler. You are in my number, my one list.
I think that person would fuck him.
If people do wrong comment on you, so God take on them.
What?
Oh my God. Hui Nguyen says, hello, WWE fans. I'm a fan in Vietnam. Wanted you to ask a question. Last time, I did not see the appearance of Dean Ambrose, so I was slightly worried about him. People could tell me the reason? ? I just love that he's like, wait a minute, where the fuck is Dean Ambrose?
I'm worried about him.
The dude's been gone for how many months? Like, Google this shit. What are you talking about? Where is he? Guys, has anybody seen Dean Ambrose lately? Is he okay?
I'm really worried about him. I'd like to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Sheds a tear.
Silly shit right there. Javis Crush Road. Crush Road. Sounds like a shitty WCW tag team from the 90s. Weighing in at 632 pounds, Crush Road would be taken on Men at Work or the Pit Crew. Complete like side panel.
Crew.
Side panel. I did not remember them until like this week when I came across something about the Pit Crew. They come out and their music is like vroom, vroom, fucking serious. These guys are a Pit Crew. I feel like we missed out. I could have been an awesome stable with those guys and Bob Holly, you know?
Sparky Plug.
Yeah, they could have been Sparky Plugs, like cronies, the Pit Crew.
Yeah, Sparky Plug and the Pit Crew.
Yeah, dude. It'd be awesome. They could do promos where like Sparky Plug pulls in and the fucking dudes like start changing the tires and cleaning the windshield and shit.
I'm Sparky Plug.
Hi, I'll spark a plug. Fuck that guy. He's like one of the biggest cunts in wrestling. He is.
Yeah,
we buried him on the last episode of pay-per-view take two.
His book is good. His book is very interesting.
Jinder didn't because he's got a book fucking pro wrestling. So he might end up actually getting fucking clotheslined by that guy. But yeah, Travis Crushroad. That's where we were. Mark Tank. Follow. All right. Roman Reigns, the biggest brawler in WWE.
Good observation.
Yeah. Pat L. Chattel Coate. Roman will be always the best. The haters are jealous. Are you able to fight like him? Keep your big mouth shut. Are you able to fight like him?
Well, how old is that person?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like get fucking, I don't do investigative work into like, is this Mark?
Let's say everything we know about him on the air.
I do. I say their name, and most times I should give you an idea of what's going on. Elizabeth Kelly says, wasn't for Stephanie McMahon. She interfered Kurt Angle's announcement, and Kevin Owens is playing game with Stephanie McMahon with her favorites, no matter what she says. No periods, no punctuation. Do you want that again? I feel like I need to give
that. I feel like you need to go again because that was just. And first off, as soon as you said that, as soon as I say the name, I should say it all. Then we got what? Elizabeth Kelly?
Yeah, right. That's the thing. It's like my brain wants to fix all this shit. You know, it's like it's really hard for me to actually focus and read it as fucked up as they type it. Hey, right, Elizabeth Kelly. Wasn't for Stephanie McMahon, she interfered Kurt Angle announcements, and Kevin Owens is playing game with Stephanie McMahon with her favorites, no matter she says.
Man, it's like she just took bullet points from the whole segment, the whole opening segment from Raw, and just put it together. You know what I mean? Because like she interrupts Kurt. Kevin Owens comes out, thinks that she likes him, but she doesn't, touches him and gets fucking emasculated for touching her shoulder. Because yeah, God forbid you touch a woman. God forbid.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Once a year, dude, once a year, she'll eat a little bit of crow.
Yeah.
But that's it. The rest of the year, she's pulling out her bloody tampon and just slapping motherfuckers in the face with it.
Man.
Yeah. Ruham Khan. Khan! The Shield is back. Jinder, you are nothing but cowad. Next week, Seth and Roman will kill you. Believe that. They will murder the man in the ring. I think a beheading would be fitting. But I mean, if we're picking one.
That's insensitive.
Oh, man.
I'm assuming he was saying coward. You coward.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, coward. Catherine Reigns, her last name is Reigns on Facebook, dude. I like Seth, but he's not better than Roman, and I'm really tired of Roman being to look like a loser. they've really buried him the last couple years, haven't they?
Is that a new subtake of like humanoids? A Roman being?
Oh, dude, a Roman being? Yeah. Everybody sucks at communicating verbally, so they just attack each other with fucking Superman punches. It's just like people Superman and punching each other like in offices, on sidewalks, and subways.
Oh, be glorious.
Everything is decided by super punches by this society.
Everybody's walking down the streets, cocking their fists, fucking jerking off.
Yeah.
And I just do it once on my dick in public, and I'm
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you get in fucking trouble for it. David Lackey says, I'm going to boycott WWE until WWE stops having stupid crap on the TV shows, like on Monday Night Raw with Sami Zayn and the Three Stooges. Good luck, sir.
Yeah.
I'll fucking send this guy a message when it's good again.
Well, at least this guy is smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Like, I love the boycott fucking shit.
Yeah, no, everybody says they're going to boycott it.
Yeah, well, that's what because that's what people do now. They think like, well, fuck you, I'm going to boycott. Cool. Yeah.
Like, go boycott you and the other 500 people that aren't going to go. It's like that fucking right. Boycott WrestleMania thing.
Oh yeah,
there's like 92 followers or something that they had.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah,
and this week's Mark Tank winner, Steve Gray, says, That's crazy. Kevin is what? A 2-year pro? And Reigns been in the game at least 7 years now. Kevin has to push Reigns because he can't push himself. Shake my fucking head. Good job, KO.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Never had to been any truer.
Kevin Owens is a rookie, man, you know, and we'll see what he has.
Okay, where was Roman Reigns 7 years ago?
Fucking broads in Miami somewhere playing football. I don't know.
Where was Kevin Owens 3 years ago?
Going through tables, taking fucking pile drivers on fucking barbed wire, probably.
He was in NXT. Which is
3 years ago?
Yeah. Wasn't it three? He's been on the main roster for at least 2 years.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm not very good. Faced John Cena last summer. It was summer before that.
Not very good with the memory thing.
No, speaking of the memory thing, I might get some more weed out.
That go fuck. I'd say go for it. I've been smoking this whole time.
Hey man, I smoked that one joint while we conversed for an hour before the show started, and now you know, it's time.
Take it to the limit.
Gonna smoke all the joints and
sleep. See, there's it's the perfect time. Well, let's check in with a boy, international rapper and overall good brother, SEL contributor, MC Burberry. Let's check in for Bitchin' with Burbs.
Is grim, my patience is thin, this shit is boring us. I only watch cause it's a botch.
Oh shit.
Boring us with revolutions, that's no solution. They think they're rewarding us with women's matches, they're mossy bitches, make me feel nauseous. I'm not Brick Michael Cole, he eats at my soul. Gag is unsolvigous. And I only watch cause it's a boss.
Suplex City Limits, it's your boy Burbs. What the fuck is going on, guys? What has been happening whilst I've been napping and fapping? You're probably wondering what the fuck happened last time I was here with the whole Daniel Bryan girl situation thing. Well, I got dragged into something that happened. Nowhere near my dick. Anyway, long story short, I got a £200 fine and I was sentenced to watch this week's fucking Raw. After two unsuccessful attempts at gouging my own fucking eyeballs out, I noticed there was Sami Zayn in the ring. So I thought, fuck it, I'll give it a go. Sami Zayn says he's going to expose that Bobby Lashley was lying all along. Ah, I knew he wasn't a wrestler. Anyway, Sami Zayn brings out the three Lashley sisters. Finally, some fucking eye candy. Actually, scratch that because WWE let us down. Yeah, I know. What a shock to the fucking system. The Freddie Mercury looking one was clearly a dude because he had a fucking mustache on and he came out carrying a fucking helmet, probably to protect himself from the shitstorm that was about to happen. The Busta Rhymes looking one, who again was another fucking dude, came out with a dirty rag, which I thought was to clean up this fucking shit. And the third one, well, she was actually fucking nice. I mean, she had nice legs and nice fucking body. I mean, I couldn't complain about it.
I
had no fucking bad words to say about her. She was pretty.
Seriously,
she was
it was a guy.
Wow. It was really a fucking dude. Like, seriously, I'm not gonna lie about it. Anyway, listen, isn't it ironic how Bobby Lashley's wearing a t-shirt that says back to dominate? Yeah, back to dominate the position of piss break, you fucking knob. Alexa Bliss comes out to fight Ember Moon and it looks like she's got Cesaro's arm attached to her, or she's just borrowed some fucking tape off him, I don't know. Stephanie McMahon's shown backstage smelling roses, which is ironic actually, because waking up and smelling the roses is exactly what I'm slowly doing and realising that WWE and its bullshit isn't for me anymore. Anyway, Steph offers Finn Balor some fruit and he says he's good for fruit.
Yeah, we've all been saying that for a while.
Quite surprised he didn't take a banana for later though. Strowman crushes a hollow apple to show that he ain't down with fruity people, and then there's a match made between them both, and it's tonight. So Finn needs to step up and grow a pair. Get it? Grow a pair. Oh, fuck. fuck you, at least it was better than Raw. Afro Man comes out. Man, he really has changed up his music style these days. He comes out with Finn Balor's fruity friends, scheduled for a match against Baron Cotton. I call him Baron Cotton because that's what his hair seems to be fucking made out of. Boasting about Rolexes and Ferraris. Boast about wearing a fucking hat, you emo bitch. Looks like Perry Saturn's Moppy, but with tattoos. Next thing, it goes to Kurt Angle in some undisclosed, badly lit room, who gets approached by Chad Gable. Chad asks him why he ain't in his office. Kurt kind of avoided the question and said he liked it there because it was secluded and quiet, and Steph was nowhere near there. I don't know for sure, but going by the clues, I'm guessing he was in China's apartment. Next up, we've got a match between Breezango and the B-Team. B-Team win their second match to date and have a fucking good celebration, making Raw enjoyable momentarily. Yeah, don't get excited, I said momentarily. Then it was time for the cringeworthy Rousey Nia Jax contract signing. And Stephanie came out to light up the night and things got really heated. I say heated because it was at this moment I set fire to me fucking TV! As it was compulsory for me to watch Raw this week, I had to go and get my fucking backup TV and continue watching. Nia Jax says she wants to make a name for herself, because after all, she's only the women's champion, innit? I don't know why you even have to have a match to make a name for yourself. Anyway, look, love, I'll give you one myself, yeah? Nia everything, because she's that fat, Jax. Get it? Nia everything, she's near everything, because she's that... Oh, fuck off, it was still better than Raw. Chad Gable had a match against Sonny Shagger. Sorry, excuse me, fucking hell. Why would you fuck that? Yeah, Chad Gable had a match against Dolph Ziggler, who's accompanied by William Wallace from Braveheart. Ziggler wins, for some reason. Then the Powerpuff bitches come out for some Money in the Bank qualifier or something. I don't know what the result was as I turned me backup TV off when I see Natalya was fucking involved. Ah, there it is, some fucking classic noise that brings back plenty of nostalgic moments and memories. Don't get your hopes up, though, because there's no fucking good memories coming from this week. We have a Miz TV with New Day as the guests. Miz mentions Xavier's up-up-down-down thing and how he's had other people involved watching or even getting in on the action. It's the most edgiest thing I've seen in a while. I'm quite surprised Paige didn't come out to kick off about him being so open about their personal life, to be honest. She's trying to move on, guys. She's trying to move on. Anyway, Miz goes backstage and speak of the dog, devil, Paige is there.
Paige here.
And she's clearly been watching Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier's Woods. Xavier Woods. Anyway, she sends Miz back out for a match with him. God, just let him move on, guys. She's trying to move on. After the break, we return to a new Susan G. Komen charity called Know Your Girls. Fuck, man. I was going to kick off about it being another money-grabbing scam, but I found out that the chairman of the whole Know Your Girls is none other than your boy Ravishing Dick Rude. Of course he is. Of course he is. Speaking of ravishing, Lana comes out, followed by them fucking Aussie twats, squeaking and screaming at a higher pitch than that fucking bitch's rape alarm from a few weeks ago. Apparently, that's the rumour. Anyway, Lana wins. At least someone got something out of this, because I fucking didn't. Carmella talking shit backstage about moonwalking and shit like that. Bitch, I wouldn't give a fuck about you if you actually did walk on the moon. In fact, that's a good idea. Do that. Yeah, do that. Fuck off to the moon, bitch! Fuck off to the moon! Next, we've got AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nutwhackamora talking about which stipulation they're going to have at Money in the Bank. At first, Shinsuke says he wants a pillow-biting match, but then I'm guessing he thought that was a bit too insensitive towards AJ. So then he said he wanted a Last Man Standing match. Whatever one of those is. I thought with the way they were going, they were going to have something like a Last Man Standing match, but hey, he gets to choose, so whatever. Naomi continues to prove that she's better in the ring than she is the fucking makeup desk. She qualifies for something that the women are doing at Money in the Bank. Fuck those, I don't know what it was. Either way, she beats Xena, the lesbian warrior princess. Can I just stop for a fucking second? How the fuck is this show worth $1 billion? Is there something wrong with the human race? For the next 5 years, I better get my fucking pyro. Anyway, guys, I'm going to have to pull out. But chill, don't worry, it's only for now. I'll be back. And don't worry, Klondike Bill, don't worry. I'm still hashtag balls deep. In fact, I'm balls deep. Are you? Nah, but really, boys, I'm going to have to get off now. Like, literally. I've just got hold of that new page porno. I've got some brand new lubricant. I've got a couple of sardines hanging up in front of the air conditioning fan to, you know, really set the, ambience. I set the right smell. She doesn't look well. Get her an ambulance. I'm not being mean, cause everyone's seen that bitch's mangled cunt. She always looks mad, I thought she'd retired, quit staying relevant. Get off me TV, you fucking ugly.
Holy fuck, man. Rapid fire comedy from a boy, MC Burberry. Follow him on Twitter, @BurberryBeats with 3s instead of E's. just fucking tops himself every week. Man,
Jim, so many valid points. So many valid points. What though? What went through your mind when AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura were talking about pillow fights?
Aside from the gay community,
gay.
I don't know.
It's just, to me, it's just, I literally just wanted to turn off my TV. I was like, I'm done. I don't need this anymore.
Why would you do that? Why? Why would you have him say that?
It just makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. None. Dude,
if we got into individual things on this, that doesn't make any sense. We'll be here. We'll be here all day.
Oh yeah, no, we would. We would
be just off
a fortnight.
But yeah, I mean, just forget the idea that last week they had a clean match to decide a clean stip or a stip to have a clean finish. Doesn't make any sense. And now they do a last man standing match, and it's really bad. So from here, man, let's move in a new thing. I think we'll be doing here from now on. Rotha from Keith Apicary. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He has a fantastic YouTube channel. Check it out. Nathan Barnett. Check him out on Twitter. Show him some love and shit. So Rotha is a much faster recap of Raw. So let's get into that.
Welcome to the Rotha with I'm your host, Keith Apicary. Now I'm going to recap what happened this week on Monday Night Raw. Curtis Angle came out to say hello, but was interrupted by Stephanie, who bragged about her Google AdSense. Roman interrupted Stephanie. KO interrupted Roman. Then they wrestled each other's bodies. Fans touched KO more than a massage therapist. Jinder interrupted the match. Seth interrupted everyone right in the face. Seth and Roman won, so they stopped wrestling. Bobby Lashley's sisters are beautiful. Alexa Bliss versus Ember Moon. Sheenom dominates. Braun likes cake more than apples. No Way Jose lost to Baron Corbin, but his dancing lost to mine. B-Team beat Fashion Police, best team to ever live. Nia and Ronda spelled their names on a piece of paper, so now they have a match. Dolph Amateur wrestled Chad Gable till he won, but he still can't beat me. Riot Squad, Dana Brooks, Natty qualifying match for Money in the Bank. Natty won the match. Liv won my heart. Elias Elias beat Bobby Roode, but Braun walked through Elias. Braun versus Finn. Braun for the wins. Yeah, and see you next week.
Oh, shit. Yeah, check it out the channel, man. I've been watching his shit for like a decade now. But video game stuff, amazing dance videos. He'll go out as like Rusev and dance in the streets. All kinds of shit, man. Just check him out. It definitely fucking good.
Man.
They wrestled with his bodies.
There's like, a couple points. Originally, Bobby Lashley's sisters are beautiful. It just moved on.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Jim, I'm starting to think that the people we play on here are funnier than we are.
It could be possibly.
We're just hosts of a clip show nowadays.
Well, we have to do it every week, and we have to do it without any takes or editing, so.
That is true.
Yeah, in your fucking faces. Is there anything else from Raw and SmackDown? I mean, I feel like we could sit here and I could bring up a million issues I had with these shows, but...
Well, obviously.
Is there anything beyond? I mean, we've pretty much listened to three people, you know,
bitch, make a joke out of it. I really don't have much else to say other than it was fucking embarrassing, man.
Yeah. What, dude, you mentioned that. What is Steph backstage, like, smelling a flower, gazing at a picture of her father?
It's the creepiest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, very weird. Very fucking weird. And you think that fruit thing, you think that was like another... I feel like every week there's something that you can easily turn into a gay joke about Balor.
It's possible. Yeah, I like that.
Do you want some fruit? No, I'm good.
Did you notice that the Braun Strowman apple was hollow?
Oh, no, I didn't, but I mean... I heard him say it there.
Okay, yeah, it was when you crushed it. It was there was no core. You could see it was cut out. I was like, "Ha, fuck yeah. you."
Yeah,
I was glad really I wasn't bad. The only one that picked it up.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say about it. Honestly,
that's about it. That's all my fucking Raw stuff.
I'm looking at it. I'm just like looking at my notes. It's just like nonsense, man.
It really is.
The Ziggler shit's funny because instead of having, you know, McIntyre in a match beating fucking somebody, they just Ziggler beats Gable clean, and it's just like McIntyre sits outside and watches.
Comes and like, gives him silly a claymore after.
Silly me thinking that this was to get McIntyre over. I mean, you should have known that right away when he was with Dolph Ziggler, that like, oh, this isn't to him, get him over. It's to try to get Ziggler over.
It's to get Ziggler over, and if McIntyre gets over in the process, so be it.
So
be it. You know what I mean? That's their, that's no, in no way, shape, or form, my opinion. It's theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably good there. On the Raw shit, man.
Yeah, no, we don't need to go into Raw. We can, you want to talk about NXT?
Do you have anything about SmackDown? I feel like we're getting out of reviewing these things and talking about it.
Yeah, we kind of are a little bit. Okay, well, what did you think about the quote-unquote dream match between Daniel Bryan and Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, probably not, dude. It was like, first off, it was like 9 minutes of TV time, so
yeah, it wasn't much to write home about, but at the same time, it was a decent television match.
I don't know why they're so intent on beating their US champion every week on their show.
Because US sucks, man.
Well, I guess I won't disagree with you there, but so I was so confused too, and it's like Joe and Brian have the stare down, and next week the winner gets in. And I thought this week somebody got in, and then I was like, you know, I actually don't give a fuck.
I'm just going to shut my brain off like everybody else when I watch this.
Things I want to talk about quickly. One, actual good things. Did you see Kofi Kingston go from the stairs to Cesaro's shoulder and then launch off of Cesaro's shoulder at fucking Sheamus?
I most certainly fucking did. And it was absolutely tremendous.
Holy shit.
I even had to rewind back to see it because I was like, what did I miss there? Like, how did he do this?
Was this also the match? I saw a clip floating around, but I don't remember seeing it. Then again, I don't pay a ton of attention to this shit. Where they like Big E is like rinsing his mouth out with syrup outside and spitting it into a bucket. Was that on this show too?
That was on this show.
God, those guys are like one of the few things. And I know a lot of people
Vaseline on his face and like they got the syrup all over his chest.
It's so good. It's one of the few things that I'm like, oh, something good and enjoyable.
Yeah, and it's few and far between. I thought it was quite funny too. What did you think of Lana winning a spot for the Money in the Bank?
Unbelievable. In a match where they wouldn't even let those two do anything. It was a minute long and it was all of the smoke and mirrors possible. I mean, they did nothing.
Oh yeah, no, it was all smoke and mirrors, but I mean, you got two girls that, you know, shouldn't be on television in front of millions of people. These two girls are not ready for that. And the fact that you have Lana going over and in a ladder match.
That's fucking scary, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Man.
Dude, watch him put it on her, dude. What the fucking.
I was thinking more scary along the lines of who's she going to kill? Like, who is she going to catch?
Oh, God. Yeah, she is awful. I would be unhappy. If I was any of those chicks, I'd be unhappy that I have to work with that chick, you know?
I agree.
Especially if you're somebody who's like worked their ass off like Becky Lynch or, you know, any of the other fucking chicks. I don't know who's in there.
And it's the same that immediately she would climb down.
You got a fucking right right there.
It's a shame that that she gets with Rusev in English and now she's immediately over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like that shows you the power of Rusev, but it also shows Lana you a stupid
song, right? English did the Lana number one song. Which
Lana's
pretty good.
Best. Lana's number one.
Yeah.
I will say it's catchy. It's catchy, but I think you can even tell by the look of Lana's face that she was even shocked that she got as much of a pop that she did.
Yeah, and Andrade Almas defeats a jobber in silence.
Yeah.
Just doesn't work. If it's like a huge beast guy and he comes out and just smashes him, I get it, but I just don't see this for them. To me, they should have, if they wanted to do something with him, if they cared enough to bring him up, they should have put him into this Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
You know, at least put him in there and beat somebody big. Showing.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah. Well, even just like for a qualifier for the Money in the Bank, he beats somebody that's a somebody and not a nobody. And he enters the Money in the Bank, doesn't need to win. But have a good showing, like you said, and boom, you got yourself a guy that's over with most of the crowd already.
2 weeks ago, he defeats a jobber and she gets on the mic and says, "He's come. We're here to take over. We're fucking taking this shit over." Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, okay. That's what this is.
Same week. Next week she comes in, they beat up a jobber and they pose.
I guarantee it. I guarantee fucking it, dude.
This is what's going to happen.
And he's not going to get over. You know, it's like at the point now where you, when you see a guy from the go, you can go, you know whether he's going to get over or not.
Yeah, and it's a shame because Andrade Cien Almas is fantastic.
He's and fucking La Sombra.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fucking, if you don't know, especially those cocksuckers that were fucking giving him shit for stealing Naito's Destino or you know, Tranquilo, where he does that spot in the ropes. If you're one of those sons of bitches that said that, I want you to go watch La Sombra and Nakamura. And you tell me, and fuck you.
Oh, that's it. That's it for the WWE talk this week. What else? Yeah, NXT is building towards TakeOver, which the card is out. The card's pretty obvious, too, I guess. Well, maybe not.
I mean, fully, but yeah, the main event's not completely obvious, but once it gets there, you'll know and you'll see it.
Yeah, I don't think we're spoiling anything there.
No.
TM61 took on Heavy Machinery, dude. I'm seeing it this week. It's happening. Dozovich, for a while, we were like the only ones, I felt like, and now everybody's all in on this guy, man.
Oh, yeah. Dozovich is the man. He is.
Yeah, tell him, Tucky.
Cheaters, Chuck Tucky. Cheaters. Then you got fucking. I have one problem with this match, though, Jim. One problem.
Tucker Knight?
Okay, I got two problems. Tucker Knight and the finish. I didn't like the finish for one reason only. When you it's not even because of repetitive. It's they put their foot on the ropes to beat him. Mm-hmm. Now, it loses all of its luster if Otis Dozovich doesn't even move. You know what I mean? Because Otis Dozovich didn't even try to get out. So really, he could have beat him without it. So whatever, he's not really cheating because he would have won.
And also, why are you pitting Dozovich?
It's the stupidest thing in the world. Because Tucker's too fucking fat to bend over like that. That's why.
Anyway, we're tough on Tucker Knight. He's fine, I guess. But yeah. Did you notice that, dude? He's Dozovich the Dozer. I'm going to call him the Dozer. He got him over. They were chanting Tucky on
the Tucky show. Yeah, they were chanting Tucky.
Yeah, let's go Tucky.
Yeah, so maybe. You know, it's only a matter of time before Otis Dozovich made Tucker Knight over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. TM61's a fantastic team. They're going heel, which is completely ridiculous, considering they just spend all this time with these, with the documentary pieces they were showing on them.
It is ridiculous when you look at that, but their character, they're bland as fuck.
They still are, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So they need to go heel to try to get some character going. Because it's so much easier to be a dickhead. And you can have a character as a dickhead so much easier than a babyface that gets over. Because it's so much harder to get over naturally.
I thought those clips that they showed about them really, you know, got them over as faces. But they still, you know, in there they were entertaining. And you could see the personality of the guys. But you've never gotten that on the show. Ring.
No.
You know? There's a lot of guys like that, you know, unfortunately. Lacey Evans and Kairi Sane, so they've each won one match. I don't know. I think that Lacey Evans tricks the shits.
The women's right.
The what?
The women's right. The name of that stupid fucking finishing move? That is right hand? The women's right.
Yeah, pretty shitty. Dream and Ricochet taking on Lars Sullivan. I thought it was actually, you know, pretty fun for what it was.
Of course, it's fun. Lars Sullivan, for being a green, you know, guy, is still a good match. You put anybody in with Ricochet, you can keep him going. Actually, at this point in time, Ricochet done enough work to make two guys over.
Yeah.
Right? Because Patrick Clark isn't by no means a great wrestler.
I thought this was super smart, actually. At first, I was coming into it, I was like, I don't know, this is weird. Like, we're going to do this handicap match. But really, it makes Sullivan look strong, to, you know, as he's moving on to take on Black.
Yeah.
And it gives these two something to do, which after the interruption from Sullivan last week, I'm actually excited that on TakeOver, this is going to be a cool match, I think.
The which one are you talking about? The Sullivan and Black or?
No. Dream and Ricochet.
Okay. Dream and Ricochet, yes.
I don't know how Sullivan and Black is going
to
go.
I think it's going to be fun. I think there's a good story to tell with Aleister Black and Lars Sullivan. I think they can do it. Because you know, Lars Sullivan is a big freak in nature, really. And as long as he's manhandling Aleister Black, that's all he really needs to do. And then you can have Aleister Black come and make it up with, you know, make up the footwork.
Yeah. I don't know where you go with Sullivan after that, after you beat him for there, but.
I wouldn't say you beat him. I wouldn't say he goes over, but I'd say you do some kind of weird finish.
Hmm. And I was thinking, like, why Sullivan? And then I sort of think, you know, who else do they really have? You know, that's a top level guy who's not occupied already. Adam Cole, to me, is an NXT worthy of NXT champion, but he's already fucking around with these one of the other million belts they have on this show.
Yeah, it's. I agree that the North American title is not needed for NXT, yeah. Especially you only got an hour of TV. It's all you right. got a week. But I think Adam Cole would have been a great option to go into there. But as you said, he's got that title, so you don't really want to do title versus title. Other than that, it is really slim pickings. It really is. There's not a lot of males that are over in the main event. Like you could do Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, but they're tied up in their feud. And
yeah, we got a street fight coming up on that.
Yeah, a Chicago street fight. Huh? Right.
As far as I've seen it, there's only there's only four matches listed. I swore this dead five before. And it had Cross and somebody, but.
Cross. Oh, fuck, who is she going with?
The champion. Shayna Baszler.
No. That's Dakota. Well, Dakota Kai is facing her this week, isn't she?
Or I'm saying week? A takeover.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And let's touch on that, Jim. Just how horrible is Dakota Kai and Shayna Baszler?
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, to me, the whole Shayna Baszler thing is just the shits. Has been since go. I don't see it. I don't like it. I just don't like it.
No, I agree. It's
not a fan.
And it doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? You got Dakota Kai, who is frightened to death.
All I see when I see Shayna Baszler is just like a 14-year-old boy, and not in just looks.
I get
but
it.
Also in like attitude and delivery. And it's like, oh, you gonna cry about it? No. You know, it's just weird, man.
She's literally Baron Corbin's sister.
She should be like Baron Corbin's kid sister.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would probably wouldn't be too bad.
Fuck. Would be very bad, I think.
I think it would be interesting to watch for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, like all this in bad ways. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then as long as they furthered the Gargano Ciampa shit where Gargano gets knocked off the apron, which then knocks him into Candace, who, you know, goes down like a bag of shit and medics come down and that whole deal.
And did you notice too, when they cut to Tommaso Ciampa, he had a worried look on his face.
Did he?
Yes. Yes. So they're layering up this cocksucker.
Yeah.
Remember when I said a couple weeks ago that I bet he's going to have feelings for Candace?
Well, there is the undertow of the story that like maybe something happened.
Yeah.
Which, hold on a second. wow, right? For WWE? I guess it's NXT, so. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Whether that's there or not, if that's a reality, or if that's just like, you know, we smoke a lot and we think fucking too deep about shit.
That could very well be it. Sometimes I think too deep, but. Man, I don't know if is it too much to have him just be like before, you know, you met Johnny. You know what I mean? We never ever told you. Is that too much? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Could be interesting. We'll see. We'll see what they do with it, but it's a good story, that's for sure.
I agree. And that's NXT.
Yeah. Didn't watch Ring of Honor this week. Just we've been so busy with like Super Juniors. I didn't watch Ring of Honor. Didn't watch Impact. No. or any of that shit. Do we want to talk about the Super Juniors?
I mean, do you? We could talk about the highlights of the Super Juniors for sure.
Well, let's break down every single match all the way through. No, let's not. Let's not. We could discuss the top three matches in further depth.
That's true. That's true. And in talking about the top three, we can probably talk about how great Show from the Roppongi 3K has been in this tournament with his match against Dragon Lee.
No shit. Just in general, you're starting to see like Show could definitely, he's definitely going to be a single star, at least in the junior division.
Oh, for sure. He's to me, character wise and even in ring work wise, if you look at Show and Yo comparison, Yo is going out there showing his abs, dancing, smiling for the ladies. And then you've got Show, who's just being an ass kisser or ass kicker. You know what I mean? Just laying in beatings. And, oh, beautiful.
I did wonder about that, actually, when they came back to New Japan from Ring of Honor. It was like, are either of these guys, you know, singles guys? And I didn't think so at that time. But definitely now I'm thinking that Show, he definitely has a singles run in him, you know, in the junior division at least.
I agree. And honestly, man, I could see him in 5 years, his body being good enough to be a heavyweight, because he's a stout guy anyways. You know what I mean? He's thick.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that fucking match.
It was absolutely fantastic, man.
Oh. And that was on day two. So I guess if we have the day two shit, we could talk about Skrull Takahashi. I think Skrull has been killing it this year.
Yep.
Every match he's in is fucking good.
Over as fuck. You know, that Japanese crowd and that whoop whoop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I told you the story too, but I walked into Shell with a Kenny Omega shirt on, and as I came out, a guy looked at me and went, whoop whoop.
I did that the other day to a guy in a Bullet Club hat. Did you? I drove by him, yeah. He was walking out of the gas station. I was driving by, like, whoop whoop.
I'd never seen a Bullet Club shirt around this town before, other than me and my brother. And then you walk out of Shell and you get a whoop whoop, and it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Marty Skrull's over his shit.
they are out there. They aren't hiding.
And here I am. I've had a Marty Skrull t-shirt for like 2 years.
Right.
So fuck all y'all.
I don't know about little thing. I mean, I did have a critique in this one. I didn't like Takahashi kicking out of a tombstone on the apron, but you know, whatever.
See, and my thoughts of that was, instead of him rolling into the ring, don't you think he should have rolled outside of the ring? And the Absolutely. Time it took Skrull to bring him in was the time it took for him to recover. Exactly. That 100%. That was a glaring overshadow there. You know, I agree with you completely.
Yeah. But yeah, Takahashi won. He refused to break the submission briefly. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then he cuts a fucking badass promo, like laying on the mat.
Yeah, it's because Takahashi is such a, I mean, even the jacket itself, he gets me with the jacket, you know?
Yeah. Why does he not have Daryl in Japan anymore?
I heard it was something to do with like a copyright issue.
Because he has him in America and shit every time he's over here.
I think it's a copywritten thing like that. They caught on. It's like, hey, if you're going to keep on showing our doll, you got to give us some money.
Why don't they give him some money? What the fuck's going on? My Mrs. Vicious does not like my Daryl Takahashi. She thinks it's like, I don't know if she's serious or joking, but she's like, he moves sometimes. He's looking in different directions and shit. He just sits on a stand. I don't touch it, you know. Maybe I should start touching, like moving it and shit.
Oh man, tie like strings to it.
Well, I'll just like every day when I walk by it, I'll just like tilt it a little bit in a different direction or something. So that fuck with it. What else was on day two, man?
Day two, it didn't really have much else of noteworthy, but yeah, Chris Sabin and Kushida, which stunk to high heaven. It was so, you know, it wasn't a bad match, but when you're looking at the scope of the best of the Super Juniors, when Tiger Mask and Yoshinobu Kanemaru, the oldest fuckers in this tournament, have a better match than you, you should be fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that's just it. With Kushida, come on, man.
Who has a bad match? Kushida, the next night, Kushida and Skrull do the exact same fucking match, and it's head over heels better.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that Saban match was bad. Or you think it stunk? You think you go that far?
To me, in comparison to the matches around it that night, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, it wasn't.
And when you're looking at your Super Juniors tournament and you see Chris Sabin and Kushida, from what it should have been, yeah, it stunk, in my opinion.
There's been some criticism of Sabin, yeah, in this year. And I was stoked he was in. I'm like, I like that guy. You know, I think their tag team is fucking awesome. So I was all in, but yeah, he's, you know.
And this was the battle of Alex Shelley's tag team partners.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this was the match where it should have been all out. Now, the next night, though, his match against Show was a lot better.
Yeah. Day three wasn't, you know, it wasn't as necessary watching as 2 and 4.
No, this was a spot show in Japan where they put some lower level matches on the card that nobody would really want to see big money for.
I didn't even watch day three because there wasn't anything that I was like, eh.
No, there was Yo and Tiger Mask, which, man, is, you know, whatever. It's Tiger Mask. He's 47 years old. You're not going to get some fucking burn burner. And it's the lesser of the Roppongi 3K.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Flip Gordon, Yoshinobu Kanemaru. Again, it's really not much. You know, Flip does this weird flip where he off of the top rope and takes off his pants at the same time. That was the highlight.
Mm. Wow. Flip Gordon digging his pants off was the highlight.
He did it in a flipping motion off the turnbuckle.
It was my favorite part of the match. He took his pants off. I like Flip Gordon.
I love the shadow of his penis.
What he talks about there being flat makes my penis hard.
Off to Bushi and Taiji Ishimori. It was a good match. You know, Taiji did his German suplex thing again, that sliding German. Bushi hit some cool Hurricanranas, but, you know.
Yeah, and you have anything else on there? But
yeah, Will Ospreay and ACH, nothing. Don't worry about it. But night four. It was a good match, but, man, I got a lot of, I don't like it. There was a lot of spots in that match where, like, they fuck up spots, look at each other like, what are we going to do? And then they go right back to running that spot again. And to me, ACH was fucking, he punched the fucking post the night before. Don't you think he should have fucking sold it? You know, he's doing a chop battle and his hand doesn't hurt. Come on.
Yeah. Night four had some really good shit, though.
It did. Like we said, Chris Sabin and Show, which was much better outing for Chris Sabin. Show was still having a good outing. Taguchi and Dragon Lee. What did you think of that match? Is the comedy too much?
I think it's a nice break, man. I think it's a nice break in the show. I'm like, I can't watch like badass match. It's a nice break, man.
Yeah, and that's what Rusky Taguchi is there for. He's there for a comedic break for the people.
Yeah, if you didn't want it, then you would just put somebody else in his place. So I think it breaks it up, and you know, you get to see a different side of guys. Like, he hasn't taken on Skrull yet, has he?
Taguchi?
Yeah.
No. He's taken on El Desperado. They are in the same block. They will take on each other at some point in time. That match, like, Skrull,
who has these, you know, super serious matches with Kushida, you know, and all these other Takahashi and shit, but he'll be great in a comedy match with him, you know? Oh,
definitely. Like, those guys, that's what they do when, for most of their circuit. You take, like, the Young Bucks, Marty Skrull, they go for a lot of these shows as mainly a comedy match. Because, yeah. I mean, who wants to go out and kill themselves every fucking, you know, four nights a week?
Right.
You know, nobody 52 weeks a year. Are you fucking crazy?
I had no problem with that.
No. Marty Skrull took on Kushida, which, beautiful.
I really fucking like this match. Skrull was awesome in it, like, talking shit to Liger.
Yeah.
Did, like, the fucking surfboard and shit, like, really good.
Yeah, the finish was really good too, where, like, Kushida's trying to put in the hoverboard lock, but he can never get it in. And so, like, as soon as he can't get it in the third time, he just goes right for his fucking DDT and he gets the win.
Yeah,
smart finish.
And built up too in the beginning, yeah, super good chain wrestling and reversals and just really good. Like, Skrull is badass. Kushida's one of my favorite guys. Really good match. Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, it definitely was. Much, much better than his match against Chris Sabin, that's for sure.
And that was the other one of our other top threes.
Yes, and then we had Hiromu Takahashi and El Desperado.
Badass up in the stands through the crowd.
That fucking drop kick, dude. Yeah. Like, I thought he was going to fucking kill him. Like, just blow a hole through his chest. And imagine the fucking flat back bump the fucking Takahashi took going that fast, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a fucking
This was beast. Just like an all-out fucking brawl, man. It was really good.
You had the mask work. And, like, to the point where El Desperado ripped a hole in his mask. He was breathing so heavy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's beating the shit out of me so much. We're having such a big match. I got to rip the hole out so I can breathe better. I just think that stuff is beautiful. Like, that's the reason why people wear masks, in my opinion. Or, you know, if you're going to be wearing a mask, you should play with it a bit.
Right. And I thought, too, I was really surprised by Desperado picking up the win in this, actually. I don't know where you.
I agree. I agree. El Desperado, though, he's a fine wrestler. I think he's great. His time in CMLL has really made him come around because he's really the ultimate blend of Lucha Libre and Japanese wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's such a good blend of that.
Yeah, he's fucking great. And, dude, also, I never really knew it, but it was pointed out to me this week that Dragon Lee is 23 years old.
Isn't that fucking amazing?
Born in 1995. Holy fuck, does that make you feel old or what?
And tune in this week to fucking see Takahashi and Dragon Lee. Maybe Dragon Lee died at the age of 23. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, it didn't say he's dead here when I just Googled it, but... yeah, that's day five, which is already in the can, but we're recording. We haven't gotten to it yet. So we'll cover five through whatever the fuck next week.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else on Super Juniors?
I don't really have much. It's a great show. You can go through like the top point people. You got El Desperado and Dragon Lee. Both have not lost a match yet. You got a bunch of guys, though, that have lost all matches. But I would imagine, who do you think goes to the finals?
I'd have to, let me see if I have the, I'd have to look at the blocks here real quick.
How about this? Next week, we'll make predictions on who goes to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see who's got the better predictions.
I think Ishimori winning is where it's going to end up.
It should be.
Ishimori and who's on the other side? I mean...
Osprey. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, no, he wins. He'll take on Osprey.
Well, yeah, no, but to me, you've already had Ishimori take on Osprey and he's beaten him. Mm-hmm.
It's somebody on the other side.
Well, you'd think so. Hey, you know, cause
someone out of the other block beats Ishimori in the final.
Yeah. I can see that because Ishimori has already got on the other block, the B block.
Yeah.
Let's see here on the B block. We got Marty Scurll, Takahashi, Sabin, Kushida. Nope, that's wrong. I'm sorry about that. That's block B. I'm a fucking idiot. Block A is Yo, Tiger Mask, Flip Gordon, Kanemaru, Bushi, Man, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just going to go with I don't know.
Five-star podcast.
Wait, I think I might have a solution. I think I don't think I closed that yet. No, I did. We're fucked.
Just like you stepping on rakes. Like, hold on, I'll just go this way, rake. Go this way.
I literally just downed that joint too, so it's just madness over here.
Just surfing the wave of THC right now.
Yeah, barely keep my eyes open, can barely read, you know, that kind of stuff.
We got a couple of voicemails this week. You can submit voicemails on the mofudge.com under the Suplex City Limits section. I don't know, are we closing down the email ones? Because people keep sending us progressively longer and longer voicemails. I'm like, I want to hear from you, but I don't want to play shit that's like fucking 10 minutes, you know? That's crazy.
I agree.
It's crazy, baby.
We love you, baby, but you know,
not that much, right? So what do we got? What do we got for voicemails?
Well, let's go with our good friend and founder of Balls Deep, Klondike Bill.
Hello, boys. It's your favorite parking lot deviant, Klondike Bill, and I wish I was here to spread some joy. Today I was going to talk about porn, but today on Klondike as a Bone to pick a Twitter. Balls Deep 2019 has taken over the Twitterverse, and Twitter has found it necessary to hide me from searches. My name, my hashtags, my whole fucking movement, I'm being buried. Well, let me tell you something, Twitter. You can't kill a man who's already been dead for 18 years. My Klondikian army is over 200 strong, and they're pimping my shit all over your platform. I got people like Suplex City Limits, Wrestling Soup, Yuck Nasty, Bobby Blaze, Bobby Anthem, Burbs. I have an entire fake wrestling promotion on my back. Hell, I've even got Justin Credible, One Hour Tease, and Jerry fucking Jarrett. And what have you got? A bunch of pencil-pushing tech geeks and a Tweety Bird. Well, forewarning, I'm coming down there and I'm ripping the fucking head off that little bird, and it's gonna go straight up somebody's ass. And as for the rest of you fuckers, I'm probably taking a page out of the book of Ravishing Dick Rude. I'm gonna fuck you the Klondike way. Short dick style and thin dick style. And then you get the fucking kielbasa. In the immortal words of Booker T, I'm coming for you, Twitter. And now down to business. Are you a fan of WWE, NXT, New Japan, Ring of Honor, or the countless indie promotions? Did you miss out on tickets to StarCast and All In? Well, never fear, because Klondike is here. Join over 200 wrestlers, referees, podcasters, Twitter personalities, and fans in celebration as we gather for the greatest wrestling extravaganza of this or any other generation. Klondike Bill's Balls Deep 2019. We're balls deep. Are you?
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls
deep. Oh my God.
Hashtag balls deep. Is it ball deep or is it ball deep 19? I don't even remember.
It's hashtag balls deep.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for the voicemail from Klondike Bill.
Oh man, what a deviant. What yeah. a fucking deviant.
Parking lot panty deviant, lover of kielbasas. Fucking awesome. Oh shit. And let's go into the shout out section. You can get yourself a shout out by retweeting our pinned episode on Twitter, helping support the show, helping spread the word. So let's get into it. We got a lot of them this week. Shout outs to Jared, Klondike Bill, Caleb Morganfield, Bobby Anthem, The Inhuman Experience Podcast, Big Papa Totoro, THT Wrestling. Check those guys out. Smack It Down Podcast, Johnny Utah, Wayne G, Yuck Nasty, hell yeah, Jay Dune, the infamous Chris Savage, Don Phoney, Viva La JD, AC Patty, Lime Link, Joseph Feeney III, also known as JoJo on Keeping It 100, the late Brain Last, Tony, Roman F. and Rain, at Roman F. and Reigns. He probably doesn't listen to this show. No, Pro probably. Wrestling Blab. He's so divine. Lance Vine. DD Me, Jericho MPM. Check him out on YouTube. He posts all of our episodes with video game footage. Of course, the Federation. We didn't even talk about what's coming up on the Federation. Son of a bitch, what's coming up on the Federation?
Coming up on the Federation, we're going to do motherfucking WCW Wrestle War 90 Wild Thing. And that, my friend, I'm halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Not in a great way. This is absolutely craptastically funny.
Oh, that's good. Those are the good ones.
Yes, it's absolutely great. Storm and Norman, Norman the Lunatic trying to make out with Missy Hyatt, buddy.
That plays really well in modern times, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, check that shit out on the Federation podcast channel, mofudge.com, everywhere else. Sorry that I forgot about that. That ended up in the shadows.
Man, I forgot about it too, but I don't give a shit.
Christian and Demons Nerd Show, Leo OK, B-Swing 22, Best in the Bronx LPH, A Boy Burbs, Well Kept and Unclean, Grammars. Please tell me how to pronounce your name. I have no idea. Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, The Canned Air Podcast, Zach Huh, Ardent Wrestling, JC Sterling, Kita and Jay Show, EMZT Radio Podcast, Balls Deep 2019, Could Have Happened, Let's Get Shitty Show Podcast, all right, Shooting the Shiznit, and Retro Leaf Podcast. Much love, everybody. And if after you've heard everything on the Suplex City Limits channel and the Federation channel, if you're looking for more wrestling podcasts, check out our friends at Wrestling Soup, THT Podcast, The Strap, Sat Pod, Shooting the Shiznit, Smack It Down, and for something non-wrestling, the Inhuman Experience Podcast. I think we've fucking done it, sir.
I think we have. I think we have, and in a nice condensed time frame.
Yeah, there it is.
So. Take that, suckers.
Yeah, take that in your face.
Got your wrestling film, did it in less time, motherfucker. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, much love to everybody who, you know, contributes to the show. Jared, MC Burberry, and Nathan Barnett with the Raw Thaw. Hit him up on Twitter. Tell him you heard his shit on Suplex City Limits. Give him a follow on YouTube. I'm a fucking mark for that guy. So,
and you will be, too, once you take one look at him.
Once you see him like in fucking tiny shorts, dressed as Rusev, dancing in traffic, and people being around being like, what the fuck? Or if it's in stores and shit, he'll be dancing, you know, nearly naked. It's pretty fantastic. I think that's it. Next week, we will be recapping more Super Juniors, day 5 through whatever the hell we're at. I don't even know.
I think there's like 5 straight shows. I really do. I know it's madness, man, but next week is probably going to be more of the same. We'll breeze through Raw, we'll breeze through SmackDown, touch NXT, and nothing else.
Yeah, we're probably gonna be buried with this. Who knows?
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah, Federation and new Ringside of the Gym's up all the time on the Suplex City Limits channel. Check those out too. That's it.
Done.
That enough of this.
What's the next pay per view take 2 going to be? Do you know?
There is some discussion going around. I think we're trying to fucking give a little bit of time for somebody to hit the money mark tier.
I get you. You're waiting for one of them marks to come in and give you the money. I get you.
But I don't think it's going to happen this month. If it doesn't, if you want to pick a pay-per-view for us to cover on pay-per-view take 2, head up our Patreon, hit that money mark tier. But I think right now, 1999 Starcade is on the agenda.
Good luck.
Good luck, he says.
Yeah. Isn't that the one where Nash beats Goldberg?
I don't know.
With the taser?
I don't know. All I know is that 99 Starcade is like months before the end of the line. And it's Stip City. Every match is Stips. And it's going to be bad.
I listened to ECW December to Dismember. It was a fine show.
Did you feel like we fixed it? I feel like we did.
I did. I do. I really do. I think so.
Somewhere within like him drinking and me smoking,
let's state the obvious. It's not hard to make a show better than that.
That's true, right?
It doesn't take much, but it seems the way it was booked afterwards to be very much a decent fix. Good fix.
Thank you, sir. Well, that'll do it. We'll be back next week. As we said, we thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, buying the shirts and all that shit. Help spread the word. Tell a fellow wrestling fan about us if you like us. And until next week, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. We'll see you then.